Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should think about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk and the Dogs in the Background. I'm your host, Leslie, out of the D. My co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hey, it's going good, man. I tell you what a weird fucking day.
I'm having a weird week. Let's go back to, I'm sure everyone wants to know why we last week. We know that I don't put my business out in the street until after the fact. I was at the Chicago Bears game. So naturally, you know, because we don't all be watching. You know, it's really fucked up nowadays that you got to be so cautious that you can't even say when you're going to be gone for a few hours. But I was actually in Chicago at the Detroit Lions game.
Oh, wow.
And before that, let's tell you the bullshit that happened. Now, let's talk about doctors. Before we even get to the game, let's talk about this shit. Because this is the shit that people say, this is why I tell people I don't understand how people gossip, because I feel my life is a fucking soap opera. And I don't have time to worry about what other people do because I live a fucking soap opera. And I'm sure that everyone lives their own fucking soap opera. But I just don't have the energy to talk about other people because of the shit that I go through. So prior to that Bears game, the Tuesday prior, I went to the dentist. I had a scheduled dentist appointment to have the prep work for 3 crowns. Okay, no problem. No biggie. We won't even talk about how much money I had to drop on that. But on Thursday, I'm having a conversation with someone at 8 in the morning. I'm taking my vitamins, too, on the opposite side of the mouth. I had to get an emergency appointment to see the dentist who had to prep me for another crown. We won't say how much money that cost me. But in the process of me being prepped for that, because I have a very small jawbone and this is a molar that really sits close to my sinus cavity.
Mm-hmm.
And then sinus cavity got punctured. Now, when doctors puncture your sinus cavity, they don't realize they do it. That's not right. And most doctors are pretty good about not doing it. Even the most experienced doctor, it will happen occasionally. When it happens, you don't realize. You don't realize it for a few days. You don't realize it until your sinus is draining. So I'm at the Bears game. No problem. I'm good. Back from the Bears game. We want to talk about the unnecessary drama that happened at that game. But after I got back, on Monday, I'm like, oh, God, I feel like shit. I sleep all day Monday. When I say I sleep all day Monday, me and the dogs were cuddling all damn day. They only got up to go outside and to eat. We cuddled all fucking day.
Oh, shit.
Tuesday, I felt like shit. Wednesday, I felt like shit. Thursday, I felt like shit. My daughter says, Mom, you need to go get a neti pot to clear it up because you guys will be okay for Thanksgiving. Now, this was before we realized that we were going to have a fucking football game here this Sunday also. So, you know, I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'll be home on Sunday. I'm just going to be chilled. I'm going to be, you know, doctoring myself up. But I went and got me a neti pot. Okay, I don't understand. It's, my daughter said it's going to take me a while to learn how to use the stitch. Okay, it's a weirder feeling. It did help a little bit. But I went old school. I went real old school. Remember them Vixen Halos that we used to sniff when we were kids?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
These
about
bitches are expensive as hell now.
Capsic.
Right, it's, but they are expensive as hell now.
Yeah.
One damn fucking Vixen Haler is $9 now. But I went and got me a Vixen Haler. I went and got me some Vicks rub for my chest. I went and got me some Airborne.
Yep.
When I say Vixen doctor myself up, I am a whole lot better with you guys here now because I haven't taken any more medicine, right? Because I'm on the air with you guys. But me and Vicks and all this shit, oh, we've been laid up. You know, I'm marrying Vicks. Oh, and I need to go back and clean it. This is when I tell people I'm so glad that I am a hoarder of things. I have a habit of buying a lot of Kleenex and a lot of toilet paper. It comes from when I grew up middle class family, but you would thought we was the poor people because we never had toilet paper or Kleenex in the house. My dad would be on the toilet, and I don't give a shit if my dad hear this because can't nobody fucking make this shit up. My dad would be on the toilet taking a shit. Somebody need to run to the store. We ain't got no more toilet paper. Go get a roll of toilet paper. And we live like literally half a block from the store. I would have to go to the store and buy one fucking roll of toilet paper. So I promised myself when I grew up, because I thought that was like the most embarrassing shit, to not have toilet paper in my home. Especially when we can afford it. So when I say I have, like, a shitload of toilet paper in my house, I actually looked. I was like, okay, I guess I could not buy toilet paper for another month or two. Because I have toilet paper and Kleenex. I buy Kleenex when they're on sale. I buy toilet paper when it's on sale. Because I refuse. Let me tell you what you're not going to do. You're not going to come to my house and shit and ever have to worry about toilet paper. If there's not rolls in the bathroom that you're taking, whatever, if there are not rolls of toilet paper in the bathroom that you're using in my home, rest assured, there is toilet paper in my house. I may not have realized that under the sink where I put the toilet paper that it had ran out. Or I may have meant to put some more underneath there. It had not done it. But rest assured, if you say you need some toilet paper, it ain't going to be no, oh, damn, what do you have to do? It's going to be, okay, here you go. That's just the way I roll. And so put like underneath the sink. So, like, I'm so glad that I've been hoarding Kleenex because I have gone through five fucking blocks of Kleenex. I have bought more Kleenex. I'm so glad that I have not been worried about if I need Kleenex. Because last week, I've been going through some Kleenex. As you can tell, my children are feeling better. They know I'm feeling better, as you guys can hear.
Oh, yeah. They definitely getting jiggy with it.
So, and I want to talk about Bills fans. Bills Mafia. First of all, I wouldn't want to be called that. Second of all, you motherfuckers are rude as fuck. Y'all are rude. And you came up into our house and you want to talk shit in our house? They talk about, oh, well, we not used to that, you know. No, bitch, because y'all fucking play outside in the goddamn snow like animals. We're bougie as fuck here in Detroit. We have our goddamn dome, okay? You know, we have no problem saying we like our fucking dome. We learned from the fucking Silver Dome not to build another dome like that, okay? So our shit won't collapse on. We gotta, but that shit ain't collapsed on us no more, okay? You know, been there, done that. That's why we got Ford Field. We don't worry about that shit. You motherfuckers gonna complain about, but why don't we let you come in? Oh, and then they had the nerve to ask one of our season ticket reps, you ready for this bullshit? Did they have any Bills attire to sell in our stadium shop? This is Detroit. You lucky we let you in the goddamn house. Y'all didn't read the fucking tweet when we told y'all to leave the keys on the door and don't break no goddamn table. I mean, shit. I mean, they came here talking mad cash shit, talking about, we going to do this. Okay, I'm glad y'all going to do some shit. We're going to do some shit, too. See, y'all got to be here. Y'all not only came, y'all needed our house to pay in. And then I guess that they pissed off a few people because they, I was talking to a bartender. The bartender said, they heard the reason why they moved the game here is because the Bills are going to be here on Thursday, which is true. The Bills are going to be here Thursday playing the Lions. They decided, fuck that, we want to go back home. I'm like, okay, I understand you won't go home. You're going to fly back. First of all, you're going to fly back to Buffalo today. To fly back here Wednesday. But I guess they got the message from Dan Campbell, because Dan Campbell, they asked in the press conference, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't nobody say that's not exactly what he said. I'm paraphrasing, you guys. Dan Campbell was asked about if he would, if the Bills stayed, where would they practice at? If they would make room for them to practice. Dan Campbell said, I'm more worried about the Giants. I got a game to play on Sunday at the Giants. I ain't got time to be worried about them. He said, that's their problem. He's like, and I guess they weren't too happy with that, but I mean, the truth is the truth. You got to ask them a fucking question about a game that's a week away when they had a game fucking today. So he like, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Not my problem. You know, if they choose to stay in the whole thing, they will have to find a practice facility. The Lions have the only indoor practice facility that we're aware of. I asked my daughter, who is an avid college football fan, I asked her if her favorite team had indoor practice. She said, no, they got no indoor practice. I said, they don't. I said, oh, well, sucks to be the goddamn Giants. Because they're not going to let them practice at Ford Field. Now, when they have the joint practices, you know, before, because if you're practicing on it, it's a possibility that you could tear up the field.
Oh, yeah.
The Lions don't even practice on Ford Field. Their practice facility is 25 miles away. That's where, whenever they show the practice and all that stuff, that's always in Allen Park, Michigan. So, again, I'm just laughing. I'm like, I'm glad y'all got happy. Y'all beat Cleveland's ass today. Sad when they have to beef up fucking security to the point where we have so much security. I've never seen that much security at a football game in Detroit. Never. Your fans are that fucking bad that they have to bring in extra security. And then you cheap-ass motherfuckers did not tip good. I talked to some bartenders. Y'all did not tip good today. Y'all drank a lot, but y'all did not tip very well. So
yeah, that's
our bartenders
right
weren't too happy with you. So y'all a different breed. Y'all didn't know how. I think what it is that you motherfuckers didn't know how to handle actually playing indoors. I'm serious. I think they can handle being indoors.
And that's probably true.
You know, so it was, I mean, we left before the end of the game. And when I say we left before the end of the game, we honestly left before the end of the game. Again, we were watching the Lions on my daughter's phone. So I just don't have the energy for the these fucking Bills Mafia motherfuckers. Y'all rude. Like, they don't even cheer right. I'm serious. They don't know how to cheer like, oh, and here's the thing. Their fucking touchdown song It's so fucked up. Guess what that touchdown song is? Shout. You make me want to shout. And they changed the words into bills in it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, you motherfuckers couldn't even be original enough to get your own goddamn song? I mean, it was that pissed me off more than anything else. Because you're going to take a damn good song and fuck it up. I just really, you know, yeah, they couldn't come up with nothing original. Like, the Detroit Lions, I know our fight song. Ours is forward down the field, the Chargers team, they will not yield. When the blue and silver wave, then in cheer and brave, rah, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor, you look down the field again, a Lions victory. Okay. Very original, all right?
Oh, yeah.
You make me want to shout. Come on, Bills. Shout, Bills. Shout. Really?
We want, okay. Now, I would say, isn't that from a movie?
It's also a damn popular song. The Blues Brothers did shout.
Yeah. And I'm thinking Animal House.
But again, they couldn't be original.
Well, there's a lot of them out there that can't get that. They're not that bright.
Apparently they're not. That's why they fucking call the Bills Mafia and they have to be told not to break shit. I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
See, my dad would actually be very upset with the fans of a Bills game because he was a Bills fan. He never went to a game.
But guess what? They trademarked in 2011. I looked up. They trademarked Bills Mafia, and the Buffalo Bills actually embraced them. They actually have on their website how to become a little mafia, a mini mafia for the kids. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So you want to teach these children
to
be violent? And I mean, they're known for being destructive and rude and fighting. I don't know if they fought today. The reason why I don't know is because we got the fuck up out of there.
I mean, I can see that with Chicago being mafia because that's where basically the mafia had a stronghold back in the 20s, 30s, whatever.
Okay,
Buffalo.
Bears fans are very nice. Let me go on and say this. Bears fans, if anybody saw the highlights they showed on national TV last week, they showed this guy that had his shirt off. I was literally one row behind that guy about two seats over. He was the coolest guy in the world. He took off his shirt the first play in the first quarter. And when I say he was really cool, he was like, oh, you poor Lions fans. He's like, my daughter was close to him. And he was like, you want a shirt? She's like, no, I'm good. He took off his shirt. I was like, he had on like three layers. And I was like, oh, my God. And we were like, oh, my God, we just went blind. But the Bears fans were so cool. When I said they were so cool, I would go back to Soldier Field. Some of the nicest fans I've ever been around, I will commend them. They were not a fucking mafia.
Yeah.
Not at all. All I can tell you is that I got something for these damn Bills fans. Bears fans, hats off to you. You guys were nice as hell. We had a hell of a time talking when we got there. If you guys ever see a company called parking.com, don't use them. I reserve parking ahead of time with the company parking.com. When we got to the parking lot that we were supposed to park at, there were no spaces. So I call, and I'm like, hey, there's no spaces. What are we supposed to do? And he's like, oh, well, you can park someplace else, and we'll just charge you. Okay, I paid $20 for parking. I don't know where to park in Chicago. We went on their website. Everything else was like $70. So there were a couple of parking lots by us. We ended up having to park in a different parking lot. And when we parked in that parking lot, I had to pay another $50. I had to contact the damn company and get my refund back. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
And they overbooked the parking. And if you park someplace that is not marked, they tow your car.
Yeah.
Never use parking.com. Horrible. Do not use them. Oh, remember, we don't have a show next week, you guys.
Oh, okay.
Because it's after Thanksgiving and, you know, people are going to be fat and lazy.
Oh, yeah.
And food coma. I'm going to be honest, food coma. And if you've never had a food coma, people, go look it up. Food coma. So we will not have a show because of people being in food comas. All I can say is I'm on countdown. I can't believe we're almost at the end of the year. Come January, I will officially be off punishment, which means that I will be back on Twitter. I'm debating if I'm going to stay on Twitter. I'm not an Elon Musk fan. And I may just do what I've been doing, because I know a lot of people do go on Twitter, but I can say that, Twitter might not be around next year anyway. I mean,
I would be on Twitter long enough to go ahead and show a new address on a different media and then let that happen.
I'm going to, you know, I post everything on Twitter and Facebook anyway and Instagram. So I, like I said, I don't foresee me doing, I put it like this, I will probably do the majority of my stuff on Facebook. I'm just not happy with Twitter. And I know that it's the primary form of communication for a lot of people. I'm going to, you know, I haven't been tweeting much anyway, but I'm just not a fan of Elon Musk, and he should be looking at himself right now. Anytime 75% of your fucking employees quit, does he think he's a goddamn king? I'm just wondering. Look, can somebody answer that question for me? Because did he think that he was going to give that ultimatum and people not quit? Did anybody think that somebody was going to stay around at Twitter with that damn ultimatum last week?
Eh, I mean, I'm still on Twitter, but I'll put it this way. I will only tweet maybe 4 to 6 times in a week. Facebook? Pretty much every day.
But so my question is, what did you think about his ultimatum that he gave to his employees last week?
I thought it was wrong, but, well, what's he going to do? How is he going to make money, keep employees, and thrive? Well, I think it's actually wrong, and I think Twitter's going to get a lot worse.
I think Twitter is going to shut down. I shouldn't think that it's going to shut down because 75% of his employees quit. Did he really think giving that ultimatum? Did he really think giving that ultimatum was going to make people say, oh, I really want to work for you?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. As much as what he owns and the money that he has, even if Twitter shuts down, it would help him in taxes and income because it's a loss on taxes. So, Elliot, government's going
to
help him out.
He has to keep it for a year to take that loss. He can't take a million loss. If he does not keep it for a year,
he's
going to
keep it going for at least a year.
I don't see that happening.
Oh, well, there's enough stupid people out there that will.
Yeah, but he has so many people quit. Advertisers come forward, and those people walked out. When 75% of your employees leave, you're on a skeleton crew. Those people are not going to be able to maintain.
Well,
I give it 6 months.
People that have that
I give it 6 months and it goes back up for sale.
Well, that's fine. With the people there that don't have the same view as him, people that do have that view will apply for that company and keep going. And that's when it's going to get bad. It's going to get worse.
See, I look at it, the way I see it, I think that because look at all the advertisers. He's had major advertisers pull. As soon as the day he bought it, didn't GM and some other people say they weren't advertising on there, like, immediately?
Oh, yeah.
Twitter is driven by the ads.
Yep.
And
well,
I can tell you as a person who... But at least tries to monitor stuff and... People haven't pulled off of Facebook.
Well, that's the thing. Facebook. Why am I getting ads or commercials, whatever, for companies not even here in Oklahoma? I don't need that.
They said they were supposed to be changing that. But you know what? I have not been on Facebook. Well, I was on Facebook, a few weeks ago, whenever I promoted that book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to wait and see. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to wait and see. Okay, now I'm a little warm and fuzzy. I just drank some black cherry tea. Now, I know I'm changing the subject again. So, for everybody who don't know, if you drink tart cherry juice before you go to bed, it will knock your ass out. I've come to realize that the black cherry tea does similar. So I just finished my tea. So these last 30 minutes of this show, I'm going to be running on like fumes. And the puppies, their melatonin has kicked in. So that's why they all laid out.
Yep. They quiet now.
Oh, listen.
But
you know, I have a routine.
Well, that's the thing. Why would I want to see on Facebook a commercial or a suggested for you for a restaurant out of California, Baltimore, Detroit, or anywhere that I'm not even close to? I don't
you know what? But they might be looking at your friends. And if your friends, if you have friends in some of those locations, they may be doing that.
They already
I'm
know about it.
No, but I'm saying they may be giving you those suggestions because they're thinking if your friends are in those locations, they want to make sure that when you go to those cities, you check out those places.
I can see that, but I'm not there. How can I go have a burger or something? I mean, hell. How can I go up to Wisconsin and have a Juicy Lucy if I see that in a commercial? And, oh, that's in Oklahoma? Awesome, I'm going to go. No, it's not in Oklahoma. I've already had them. I love them, but not in Oklahoma unless I made it.
But
and trust
me,
if you make one, make sure you use quarter-pound patties and not – no, I'm sorry. Use third-pound patties and not quarter-pound because the quarter-pound falls apart.
I've never had a Juicy Lucy or whatever that's called. Let me
My God. Oh, my God.
So now you got to tell me what it is. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Greg is getting ready to tell me what this thing is. Was it?
Yep.
Juicy Lucy or?
I mean, who's got the vibrator going?
You know what? I hear that also. I don't have no vibrator going. I'm doing my nail.
Okay.
It's more like a humming. That's not a vibrator. That's like a humming.
It's a humming. All right, now a Juicy Lucy is a hamburger, two patties, with sliced cheese in the middle of it, then cooked. Then,
ooh,
once it's cooked, you put it on hamburger bun and dig in.
Really?
That sounds good as hell. How much cheese?
Oh, it's as much as you can put in it. And do not use grated. Use sliced cheese, cut it up in quarters, and then layer it in there, and then cover it in with the meat.
And you said use a quarter.
And then
pound.
Just cook it.
See. Okay, I'm going
well,
to
have
to
33 and a third.
Yeah, a third pound is better because it's more beef.
I'm going to have to get, see, I'm going to have to check that out. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
Let me ask
I mean,
could you
melted
eat it all?
Cheese. Do what now, Randy?
Could you eat it all? Or can you
eat
it
all?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's just 1/3 pound times two. And it's simple. It's easy. And just make sure all the meat is pressed around the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the 1/3 pound is so much better, because the 1/4 pound is not enough meat. Cheese will leak out, and you don't want it to leak out.
Right.
And you can put lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles, mayo, mustard, ketchup, anything you want on it.
But where did Juicy Lucy originate?
Up in Wisconsin. Or no, not Wisconsin. I believe Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep, look up Minnesota and Juicy Lucy.
Oh, I'll check that out. I mean, the biggest hamburger I can figure is, you know, like the 1/4 pounder. I mean, or maybe a little more.
Yeah.
A little more than a 1/4 pounder. But not 33 and a third beef.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll fill you up. That'll fill your stomach up real good, I bet you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about that damn cheese.
Pounds.
So the cheese on the inside of it, is it nice and gooey? I'm sorry, I had to go back to the cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, trust me, that cheese is gooey. I mean, if you eat it too fast, it's like melting lava.
Uh-huh.
But it is still, once it is, you're able to eat it, it just comes flowing out. Oh, it's so good.
Right. Yeah, I'm so hungry just thinking about it.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, damn.
I mean, imagine Juicy Lucy and fries and a soda. I mean.
Oh, my God.
That's it right there.
Food coma.
And it's, with the third-pound patties, you want the big hamburger buns. And, trust me, it's good.
I'm sitting here, my mouth is drooling, and I'm still sick.
But, it's one of the best hamburgers I've had.
Mm.
And, I mean, Oklahoma, we've got a very good onion burger down here, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
But, man, that Juicy Lucy, the way that it's cooked, I mean, you got to think, you get a cheeseburger and the cheese is melting on top and outside and all over the wrapper and everything. This one, the cheese is melted, but it's inside.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I'm losing my mind right now.
Let me ask you something, Greg. Doesn't matter what type of cheese. Yeah, you got American, cheddar, Swiss, provolone.
No, I mean you can actually cut down a Velveeta cheese and put that in. I mean, take a slice of Velveeta, cut it in four equal pieces, then put that all on the inside. I use a sharp cheddar, but Velveeta,
Velveeta, is that government cheese?
Yep. So, I mean, any cheese will work as long as it is not a shredded. It's got to be sliced cheese, and then load that thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Where it almost looks like a football.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at a picture. Okay, if you go on Wikipedia, they actually are using like a blue cheese on the inside, and they have the hamburger look like it's a fucking bowl. Like the bottom part looks like it's a bowl, and the cheese is inside of it, and then they got a patty that goes on top. Oh, yeah, bitch gonna have to try this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I tried cheddar. I have not tried Velveeta, but I will. Now, blue cheese is another that would be good. It just depends on what cheese you like and want.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
All I can tell you is that shit look good.
It does, don't it?
that was raw. I'm just letting y'all know, that was uncooked. But they showed the picture of, they said they showed it unassembled. That's some shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna lie to you.
And I bet then, you if you... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Randy.
I bet if you have that and fries, good amount of fries and soda or shake, milkshake.
Hell, I don't think you can have no fries with that. I don't think you would be able to get to the fries. I think that you could eat that alone because if you... managed to get some fries. You had to eat that before. I'm just gonna be honest. I mean, maybe I'm out of order.
Trust me, when I made it here, I did not have fries, hot onion rings, nothing. I was like, damn.
That's
filled me.
Okay, Greg, I'm gonna ask you a question because I'm trying to cut back on my bread. So can I do that with no bread and still be good, or does the bread make the difference? Because, there are some things
Actually, I did not try that, and when I did, I wasn't on a diet. Now, if you get lettuce and go ahead and wrap it in lettuce, I think it's going to be the same thing.
Okay.
Because if you see any of the videos, if you want to put mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, barbecue sauce, ranch, I mean, whatever, you can still do that with lettuce. Just pull off enough, you know, lettuce and go ahead and wrap it like a hamburger bun. And, man, I don't see why not.
Because, you know, there are some things that is, like, I will tell you. And that damn chicken sandwich that they were talking, that they kept raving about at fucking Popeyes.
Yeah.
The one that kept selling out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That chicken sandwich is only good because of the damn brioche bun. Aside from that, it's a fucking damn chicken sandwich. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, now, do you guys have a golden chick in your town?
No, I don't even know what a golden chick is.
Nope.
Okay, golden chick is kind of like a Popeye's and churches mixed in. They actually have a damn good chicken sandwich, better than Chick-fil-A.
See, I still haven't had. Now, we have fucking 5 million Chick-fil-A's around me, which I don't know why the fuck. I mean, every time I turn around, a fucking Chick-fil-A is popping up. It's almost like somebody is just popping out Chick-fil-A's like they are doing a book or something. So,
I mean,
like,
I'll put this way.
But,
when
and
I
still
had
Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Now, when I had Chick-fil-A, 80s, 90s, back in the day, it was like, ooh, okay, I love it.
Yeah.
Now, it's like,
nothing.
I'm not too impressed.
It's nothing.
I'm not too impressed.
I mean, they don't fill you up. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, my whole thing is I have not been, Chick-fil-A has been open, we have We got about four or five Chick-fil-A's, probably more than that. And yeah, I have not been to a Chick-fil-A in Michigan at all, and we have had a Chick-fil-A in Michigan for more than five years, probably almost 10 years.
Okay.
And I have not been there. But I'm also, I'm not going to try to be funny, but once you put your politics, remember how we talked about politics and the way people feel about things, and don't bring that shit into your business, and if you do, don't put that shit public. Chick-fil-A is anti-gay. And
yeah.
I feel that what people do is their business. The only thing I will say about gay people, and this is not people at all, so let me rephrase this. Well, I would say, as long as you're fucking with my man, we good. Okay?
Agreed.
So,
and
that's not even per se, that's not, so that's why I said, let me take that back, because this is not really about the gay community when I say that. But,
no.
As long as you're fucking with my man, we good. Because, see, then you're going to have a problem.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Me and him
don't
have a problem.
Work.
Me and him don't have a problem because he's gonna tell me. But me and you gonna have a problem because just like a woman who fucks with another woman's man, knowing that he's got someone, that's how I would feel about anybody. With money, knowing they have somebody else. And when I say that, because there have been plenty of people who have come out and said, "Oh well, these straight men, they come looking for me." Okay, but if you know they have a family, just because they come looking for you don't mean you got to fuck with them.
Well, that's fine. My time at a major beer company worked gay rodeo, gay pride, and all that stuff. People
gay
that
people
are straight don't have
else.
To worry about them. Because they know that that person is straight and don't do that. So when you show that, you know, you're there,
they already know because of your demeanor and all that, how you carry yourself. So they still admire, but they will not, you know, they will not pursue that avenue with straight people.
And that's why I said, let me change what I'm saying, because, you know, anybody who fucks with someone else, mate, knowing that they have someone, I have a problem with. Unless they're in an open relationship. And I will say, now, if these people are in open relationships, then that is totally different. Because then,
I agree.
That's not being seen that way. And I know people will say that they don't understand that, but I can say that because I'm very much aware of the alternate lifestyle, and there are people in relationships that have a spouse or significant other and also mess with other people. That is different.
Now also, since we are on, go ahead.
You know, so that's why when I say that, but I do say if you mess with someone, knowing they have someone, and that person is not in that type of relationship, then yeah, you out of order. Because the famous line, oh, I'm not happy at home. You know what? Then leave that person that you with. If you're
yeah,
not happy,
I agree.
Leave the person that you're with. So that you can be happy.
Yep.
And then maybe they can find happiness also. You know, so if you're not happy, who says that that person is happy also? So how about, since you're not happy and you're looking for other things, how about you just leave the fuck on and let that person be? But that's just my opinion.
That's funny. Communication needs to be open to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it first, then go from there. Everybody has got to talk about everything.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work that way.
Well, trust me, I know, but people have to.
But when you don't talk, somebody has to have the balls to walk away. If you cannot
yeah.
talk, somebody has to have the balls to walk away. Period.
I agree.
You're right. It doesn't always work that way. People don't always communicate. But guess what? You know if you're not happy.
Oh, yes.
Walk away.
Jeez. Man, that sounds like my parents when I was little. My mom has the balls to walk away. My mom has the balls to walk away from my old man.
Yeah.
Yep. They've been married a short time. They've been married this is the early 60s, and they didn't communicate well, so
mm-hmm.
This is the early 70s, so I remember I was just
yep.
about 7 or 8 years old. Hey, my mom got the, let's just say to make a long story short, my mom has more balls than my dad.
And sometimes it be like that in relationships.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it be like that in relationships, and that's why I tell people, if you can't communicate, still be able to walk
yep.
away. Like, I know how to walk
yep.
the fuck away. And I'm quick to tell people that it is easier to walk away than you think. It is hard when you
yep.
are in an abusive relationship, and I will tell everybody, I am not sitting here preaching to that woman who is in an abusive relationship or that man is in an abusive relationship, because there are other things holding you back when you are in an abusive relationship. So it's not just about having the balls to walk away. That abuser normally has something making that person stay. And
yeah.
I'm quick to tell people that as a person who was in an abusive relationship, it actually took my family intervening and getting me out. But it took someone I respected having a conversation with me also. They got me out.
But they said, listen, we done got you out. You see what he done did to you. If you go back, we're not coming to get you again.
Hmm.
We're not going to go through this. Everybody doesn't
yep.
have that person that they respect in their family or in their life. The person who had that conversation with me, I respected them enough, and they had the conversation with me. Guess what? I never went back. My ex-husband, to this very day, has a love-hate relationship with me. Well, he has it with himself because we don't have a relationship at all. He brags about
yep.
how good I was to whatever female he's with. And he talks on me like I ain't shit to my children. And said I'm a gold digger. I can try to tell people, his bronze, so where the fuck was the gold? You know, I didn't even hit mud, okay? So, I don't know how the fuck I'm a gold digger. Because I didn't hit any metals whatsoever. You know, if I was digging, I must have been digging in quicksand. But, you know, I tell people that, you know, my son and daughter, it's like, yeah, hell no. If my ex-husband knew how much I currently made, he would be that Kanye West song. He ain't the gold digger, but he ain't looking for no broke men. Okay, I would be what he would be looking for. Because anyone who know me know I'm not broke. I mean, hell, I just went to that damn Bills game today. Let me tell you, do you know parking? I paid more to park than I did to go to the game. My two tickets were $40. I had to pay $50 to park.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning because it was so fucking cold. I said, damn, bitch, do you have $100 to throw away? That's how I was thinking to myself. Do I have $100 to throw away? I was like, I'll bite the bullet and go, because them motherfucking Bills fans. I looked at the news. I looked at my TV at 4:30 this morning. It said 17 motherfucking degrees. I said, oh, hell to the no. At 6 a.m., that bitch said 15 motherfucking degrees. I said, bitch, are you crazy? They brought that shit with them because it's supposed to be, I think they said 38 degrees tomorrow. I can handle 38 fucking degrees. Fucking 17 goddamn degrees. My titties will fall off. Goddamn Bills. Who like this? I wore so many. Excuse you, what are you guys doing? Uh-uh. See, y'all done found something. And lucky I see it. That's a clip for my hair. What was y'all going to do, clip y'all tongue?
Now, we had a conversation a little bit earlier, and I will say that my prayers go out to Colorado Springs for the shooting
yes.
that happened last night.
Yeah.
I want to send my prayers out, and I want to commend those club patrons for stopping that
yes.
mother from doing any more damage, because I can tell you
yes.
that even the club owner posted on their Facebook page that if it were not for, you know, they commend those patrons.
Yes.
And, you know, we've got to stop the hate people. I mean, just because you don't agree with what somebody do or a certain group of people. Me and my daughter had this conversation earlier about guns.
And she said, no, Mom. She's like, since people keep talking about they want their guns, she said, just them with the ammunition.
No, it's not about the guns. Ammunition, it's about people with hate. Hate needs to be stopped, period.
It has to be stopped all the way around. And I'm so tired of, and when I say this, do not tweet me or text me or whatever the fuck y'all do about when y'all don't like shit. As a person who truly believes in mental health and believing in getting good mental health and mental health care.
Yes.
Everybody who does something stupid is not mentally ill, okay? Some people are just hateful. They're just evil.
Yes.
Every time you turn around, well, you know what? Quit making excuses. Sometimes people are just fucking evil. That's
and
almost
that's
like that damn fucking participation ribbon when you play a goddamn sport. You know, come on now. You can't.
Yes.
You cannot continue to say everybody who does something has mental problems. Some people are just flat out evil. And mean.
Yep.
And horrible.
Yeah, that's fake. Hate is evil. Hate is what's going to bring down everything. So, start showing love. You cannot agree with people that do that. That's fine. But don't hate them.
You know what? I just think I'd be bothered with you. If you don't like what a person does, don't be bothered with them.
Bingo.
You would think I had children in my house playing this gorgeous in my background.
I think they woke back up.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
But we down to our last minute.
Yeah, if you stay playing. If you stay playing.
See, this is why I have my own personal soap opera. I mean, I live with three fucking dogs.
I'm sorry, but that's just too fucking funny.
Because you can hear them in the background.
No shit.
I think they're trying to get your attention.
No, they're actually playing with each other. They're not even worried about me. They're playing with each other. But with that, I'm going to tell everybody have a great week. We will be back, not next Sunday, but we will be back on my son's birthday, the 4th of December. I want everybody to have a great time off. Enjoy your food comas. Be safe. Remember, the day before Thanksgiving is the most dangerous night of the year. As far as shootings, I mean, not shootings, but drunk driving and stuff like that. Be safe. If you're going to go out and drink, catch an Uber. Better yet, just stay home. Stay home, pop the TV. I know Comcast, I think, is having free shit all week goddamn long. So just do some good. But have a great week, everybody.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Show love to everybody.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.